Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You guys know that he joins us every Wednesday to recap the following week and also look ahead to week 4 against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll talk more about this as the week progresses. But this game is super important for both teams. This is a really, really important swing game for both of these teams. So really happy to talk to the quarterback about that coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes or so. We'll play it. Before we do that, let's continue the main topic today. It is what Andy Reid had to say about Jawan Taylor. Now, I am frustrated about this really for one reason. They came out and told us this 2 weeks ago that Jawan has to clean up these penalties.
Speaking to the obvious, the penalties, that can't happen. And so that's where we're at. We've made it loud and clear. Jawan knows that. He understands it. It's something that, especially in a moment like that in that game, when things are a little bit off kilter now with the personnel, and you start to move the ball, you have a couple positive plays, and then boom, a penalty or a second. You know, so three penalties and a hold, not good enough. He knows that. When there's no one hiding from it, he's not hiding from it. He understands what's expected, and I think he's ready for that challenge here as we go.
So that is what the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs said 2 weeks ago about Jawan Taylor. He described a scenario in which the Chiefs' offense has some momentum, and then boom, a penalty happens and kills the drive. That just happened on Sunday. It was 3rd and 12. Patrick Mahomes ran for 17 yards. There was a flag on the play. Everybody knew who the penalty was on. Well, what do you know? A legal procedure, number 74 for the Kansas City Chiefs. 5-yard penalty, replay 3rd down. The Chiefs don't convert. They miss the field goal, and that's points taken directly off the board by a penalty from Jawan Taylor. Andy Reid was asked about it. Now, this is the head coach. Accountability. Here's what they said.
You know, when he doesn't have the penalties, his percentage has been good. So, one of the better tackles in his pass protection game. You know, so, I'm conscious of that. And then I'll take care of it from there.
Maybe I am the only person that feels this way. And I can live with that. I can live with being on an island based off of my opinion. That's the job sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that just thinks, I mean, their offensive line's okay. Just based on all of the pieces and parts that they tell me they have. Josh Simmons, who is off to a great start in his career. This topic is not about him. I don't have any issues, any complaints with Josh Simmons. He has been one of the better rookies in the National Football League. I'm looking at Pro Football Focus. Rob, there are 101 tackles in the National Football League, 101 that qualify. What number do you think that Juwan Taylor is out of those 101 tackles? Where do you think he is?
I'm guessing you're asking me because he's high on the list. I'll say he's in the top 15.
90. Juwan Taylor is the 90th ranked tackle on Pro Football Focus.
Nailed it.
He just told me pass block. He is ranked 51st in pass block. So Pro Football Focus is telling me that he is average at pass block. He isn't great. He's not bad. He's just middle when it comes to run blocking. Now, here's another one. There are 101 of these players ranked. Juwan Taylor is ranked 97th on Pro Football Focus when it comes to run block rating. Now, I'm not telling you to treat Pro Football Focus like it's the Bible and their numbers are the end all be all, but this team spends more money on center than any other team in the National Football League, more money on right guard than any other team in the National Football League. Their right tackle is their second highest paid player in the National Football League. I just want to feel that effect on Sunday when I watch them. Because when I watch Detroit's offensive line, I see why people think they have the best offensive line. When I watch Philadelphia and I watch the tush push and I see Saquon run for 2,000 yards last year, I see why people think that Philadelphia has the best offensive line. I feel like I'm told how good the Chiefs' offensive line is, and I don't know if I have much data and evidence to show you that they have a great offensive line. They can't run the football effectively. I see their quarterback look uncomfortable. Maybe that's him leaving the pocket a little bit too early, but I don't really get a sense from anybody once the game starts that the Chiefs have the best or one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League. Why am I saying all of this is? This is what I project their 2026 offensive line to be. I think it's going to be the same one that we are watching, minus Juwan Taylor, plus Jalen Moore. I think it will quite literally be the same offensive line we just watched on Sunday, and they're going to make one switch. You already have that guy on the roster. He's already there. You paid him. You gave him $21 million guaranteed. This other player that you have, he has been a penalty machine. It is impossible for you to tell me, well, if you eliminate the bad plays, then he's been great. The bad plays happen. That's not how stats work. That's not how the game works. We can't just pick the good moments and completely erase the bad moments. The bad moments happen, and they seem to happen at the absolute worst times with him. If there is one position right now that there is an obvious possible improvement for their offense, isn't that it? You're not changing quarterbacks. No one's suggesting you could change quarterbacks. There's not a whole lot in the running back room. Right now, these are the wide receivers that you have. Xavier Worthy was a full participant in practice. Great. I would imagine that he is going to play. If you're a full participant every day this week in practice, I don't know why you couldn't play. Jalen Royal's the exact same thing. The Chiefs are getting closer and closer to getting back healthy and being able to operate at full capacity. Juwan Taylor's still their best option at right tackle, despite being ranked 97th or 90th. Despite being ranked 97th in run, despite being an average pass blocker, I just don't see what they want me to see. Maybe I'm not opening my eyes. Maybe I don't know ball. I don't know what it is. I watch these games the same way that you guys. I just, based on what they've spent, I expect their offensive line to just be a lot better. It's like when you go to like a really fancy restaurant. We've all been in this situation. You look at the menu and it's kind of pricey. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, man, this food about to be good. And then you eat it, you're like, I mean, it was okay. It certainly wasn't worth what I paid for it. That wasn't a $160 meal. We could have went somewhere else and got this same meal for $82. That's kind of how I feel like the Chiefs' offensive line is. They are an overpriced steakhouse. That's how they come off to me. They're an overpriced steakhouse. I spent $295 on this meal. I mean, the decor was nice. It had great lighting. They had somebody playing the piano in the back, but the food was just okay. That's how I think their offensive line is. And I think a large portion of that is Juwan Taylor. He's the biggest culprit.
I wish I could continue your analogy here, but I'm going to have to just, I don't have the ability to, but I have this question about the fact that they're sticking with Juwan Taylor, because Andy Reid basically said it today. Like, in that 14-second cut, he says, yeah, I'll clean up the rest, but yeah, when he's not penalized, he's good, even though he's always penalized. Is it possible the reason they're playing Juwan Taylor is that Jalen Moore's bad? Like, we don't see practice. other than like the 10 minutes they let the public, the media see practice. And I promise you, in those 10 minutes, they ain't practicing. They're warming up and they're throwing passes and they're blocking against air. You're not learning anything in those 10 minutes. Is it possible the people who watch practice every day, Brett Veach, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, Andy Heck, the offensive line coach, every day in practice, they've come to realize it is easier to stick it out with Juwan Taylor's penalty issue than it is get Jalen Moore on the field? Because all those stats to me indicate Juwan Taylor's replaceable. The Chiefs are not replacing him. Is it possible that his replacement is not, in fact, you know, the second coming at right tackle, and he's just also bad?
I mean, maybe. If that's the case, that is one of the biggest swing and misses in Brett Veach's career. The Chiefs, I would say, had a relatively quiet offseason, and I didn't have any issues with that. The Chiefs' offseason was continuity, and we're going to be very strategic in where we go out and we look for improvements in the roster. Think to the moves they made this offseason. I would say that they made three outside moves in free agency. They brought in Jalen Moore, they brought in Elijah Mitchell, and they got Christian Fulton on the defensive side. Elijah Mitchell has been inactive for the first three games of the season. So he hasn't done anything. Hasn't helped him, hasn't hurt him. They haven't played him in any way. Jalen Moore, I would say that you have a right tackle right now who is rated very poorly on Pro Football Focus and is the most penalized player in the National Football League. So there is an obvious, hey, just swing that guy over a right tackle and let's see what you got. You clearly liked Jalen Moore. You signed him day one of free agency. That was your big move, your big swing. So if they don't think the guy can play, then that was a big waste of their resources for a team that just didn't really do a whole lot in free agency. They did some things in the draft, but for the most part, they kept their team. They brought back everybody from last year. They brought back Hollywood. They brought back Juju. They brought back Kareem Hunt. This was a team that really preached continuity. They re-signed their own guys. So if you don't think Jalen Moore is better than Juwan Taylor, what does that mean for next year when we're going to be looking at him as the starting right tackle on the team? If he can't be better than the guy that's ranked 90th right now, a guy that gives you nothing in run block, and a guy that commits the penalties, how confident should I be that in him for next season to be their starter?
Which means that maybe we should go into next offseason, which is down the line. We should go into next offseason, me and you, under the impression of they are going to be yet again searching for right tackle. Because if Jalen Moore can't beat out Juwan Taylor now, why do we think that, hey, just more time in the system and he's going to become a light years better player? Maybe we need to start penciling in right tackle as an offseason issue, which me and you had maybe thought they don't need to do that because they have Jalen Moore on the roster.
Hit it, Rob.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with the quarterback are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTires.com today. Our conversation with the quarterback started with, how good does it feel to be back in the win column?
Yeah, no, it feels good. I mean, obviously, we don't like losing, and losing two straight to start the season is something that we hadn't done before, so... getting that win was the utmost importance, and we were able to get that done, and now we move on to Baltimore.
We'll get back to football here in just a little bit, but the weather in Kansas City is changing. One thing that I love that you do is I feel like every year you take us on a family fall outing with you guys. Have you guys already planned this? What do you have planned for the fall?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be something along those lines. You know, it's kind of easy because – I obviously have to take my family, and the places that we go to are so gracious in letting me kind of get some room to have the park. And so I like to invite the other guys on the team so they can have, on one of our day offs, time with their family. And that's important because when you're happy at home, man, it gives you better energy when you're in the building.
What's your favorite fall activity? You seem like, you know, somebody who enjoys a corn maze or two.
Yeah, I mean, I have since I've been here. I wasn't big on the whole, like, pumpkin patches and the corn mazes growing up. But being here in Kansas City, you can see how well it's done here. And so I'm excited to get back out there and get to something. If that's a corn maze, pumpkin patch, something like that. And then my kids are super excited about Halloween, and they're getting their costumes and stuff ready. So I'm sure that'll be a big day in the Mahomes household.
Okay, you and I have been doing these interviews for like 4 or 5 years, and I'm not sure if I've ever asked you this question. Pumpkin spice latte, is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down for you?
It's not for me. It's not even that I don't like the taste or anything like that. I'm just, when I drink kind of my coffees in general, I just drink them black. So it's like a little bit too much for me, but I guess I could have it in little bit of pieces here and there. It's not like I want the full latte.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's talk about Tyquan Thornton. I thought it was a very big part in the game that you went deep to him on a ball. He narrowly misses it. It would have been a great catch, and then you go right back to him. Tell us a little bit more about you guys' relationship and the trust that you've built up with him early on in his career in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job of just continuing to get better and better. You know, he asked the right questions. He always is trying to be on the same page with me, and I feel like it's just a start, you know, because we've missed on a couple of these deep shots too as well, and then a lot of it's my fault, and then some of it's just miscommunication between me and him. But he's someone that works extremely hard, puts in the work, and he's a good dude in the locker room as well. And so I think he's going to continue to get better and better. And as we add guys back, it's going to give him more opportunities to make these big plays.
Where does that rank in terms of catches that you've seen in your time in Kansas City there? Because I'm sitting there thinking, you know, when you and I were growing up and watching SportsCenter Top 10, that's one of the ones that would have been high up on the list.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first of all, the angle I had to throw it from, it wasn't from the normal release spot, and I'm rolling to the right, throwing it back across the field. He has to find the football with a guy kind of in the way, and then to use your hands, make a strong catch, and hold it down when the guy had really good coverage. I mean, it was a tough catch. I told him that it was harder. The first catch was easier than the second catch, but he made the hard one. So either way, we got it down there to the 1-yard line, and we're able to punch it in for the touchdown.
Now that you are, you know, one of the older guys on the team, not calling you an old guy, but you're one of the older guys on the team, how rewarding is it to see a young guy like Tyquan kind of come in and just grow as his role has grown in the offense in these first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's super important, honestly, and obviously it's great to see for him and for this offense, but just someone that puts in the work, and it shows that if you put in the work and you continue to work, you can have a role in this offense. You can make big plays in big moments, and obviously it's gonna be important for us as the season goes on, and it's been super important at the beginning of the season. So I think his role will continue to grow, and we'll be able to add some other guys back here and there, hopefully over these next few weeks, and really get this offense off the ground.
Let's keep it with the wide receivers. We just saw the report that everybody is scheduled to practice for you guys today. You've seen Xavier Worthy over these last couple of weeks. He's been able to practice but hasn't been able to play. How do you think he's looked in practice? How close do you think he is to being able to get back on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's really close. I mean, it's more about just us being a little bit more safe about it than we necessarily I guess the word would be more safe about it and more cautious of it, just knowing it's early in the season. Obviously, every game's important. But he's a player that's going to do a lot of great things in Kansas City. So I feel like he wants to be out there. He's practicing. He's getting the reps in. But they're going to make the best decision for our team at the end of the day, for now and for the long term. And I trust that our medical staff and the coaches know when the right time to put him out there is. But I know he's itching to get back on that football field.
Speaking of someone itching to get back on the football field is Rashee Rice. I just saw that he is able to be back in the facility. How good is it to have him around?
Yeah, man. I mean, it really boosts the morale, man. I think just having that guy, he's always got a smile on his face, and he's one of the leaders of that receiving room. We have a lot of young guys there, and he's kind of been the guy that's been in the Super Bowl. He's won the Super Bowl, and he's made a lot of big plays. And just to have him in that room to kind of complete the room, I think the guys are super excited about it. Obviously, he can't practice with us, but he can be in some of those meetings and stuff like that. And it's always good to have the guys back in the building, the guys that you put the work in with.
I was just going to ask you, how do you guys get him ready even though you can't practice? Is it just extra film time? Is it just kind of rebuilding that camaraderie? How do you guys get him ready to come back in 3 weeks?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first off, you build the camaraderie and just being back in the building and him getting to hear the plays. Because even though it's 6 weeks, I mean, that the offense changes and the plays change and we work off stuff that's worked and versus what defenses are giving to us. And so for him to be in the building to hear that stuff and how we're talking about plays, it's going to help streamline that the progression of him getting back whenever he can be back. And so he can work out by himself and he can kind of stay in shape and do stuff like that. But being in the building, listening to us, how we talk, and then kind of keeping those relationships going so that when he gets here, we can kind of hit the ground running. It'll be important.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, here for a few more minutes. Patrick, certainly tell me if you think I'm wrong when it comes to this. It feels like you and Kelce's connection has just been a hair off. You guys have had so many big plays, so many moments. It feels like it's just a shade off at times on some of these plays. Are you getting the same feeling?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the biggest one was when I just like dirted the ball. I mean, he was open early and I got greedy and was trying to throw the ball down the field and said just getting the football to him earlier. And then when I threw the ball, kind of just yanked it to the left and yanked it down to the ground. So I think he's done a great job this year getting open and making stuff happen. And so for me, it's just about getting the football to him, giving him more opportunities. And as I watch film, he's getting more open than even the opportunities I'm giving him. So just trusting in him that he's going to make the plays happen. And I'm sure as the season goes on, he'll continue to make big plays.
Obviously, things happen on the sideline. It's fiery. Everybody wants to win. There was a moment between Travis and Coach Reed. How did you guys as a team respond to that moment?
You know, what's crazy is I didn't even know about it until after the game. So I think more than anything, man, it's just two people that love football and love the Kansas City Chiefs and love each other. And so we're passionate. We love the game. We want to be at our best every single time we step on the field. And I think more than anything, man, it just made us play even better. So, I mean, when you know the guys love each other and that they're showing passion, you know it's for the right reasons. And so we'll go out there and continue to get better and better.
I've heard you mention this before. You know, you don't really always see it when it comes to Andy. But, you know, there's definitely times where he's a little bit fiery. You see it in the video. Like, you rarely see him get animated like that. But when he does, he was kind of equally giving it back.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a football player at the end of the day. I mean, I know he's a coach now, and he's been a coach for a long time. But, I mean, he was offensive lineman. He was a good football player, and he has that mentality. And that's what you want is you want a coach that cares, and Coach Reed cares. And I think everybody in this building knows that. And so he's going to push us to be the best that we can be. And he does a good job of being the calm force when we need it to be. But when we need that fire, he can bring it too.
I feel like in rap they talk about, you know, those top three artists with Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. I feel like you have that right now in the NFL with yourself, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. You guys are just linked together. You guys always seem to play each other when it comes to the postseason. What is it like to be a part of that group and have such competitive matchups between you three?
I mean, it's fun. I mean, you're going to get the best of the best every single time you step on the football field against one of those guys and their teams as well. And so I think more than anything, it makes you raise your game to another level. I mean, you have to in order to find a way to compete and to find a way to win. And so when you play against the best, man, you bring out the best in yourself. And so it's competition, but it's a bunch of respect there as well. And so I'm just excited to step on that football field and play against one of the best teams in the league.
We asked you last week about a must-win game, and you said you don't really look at regular season games that way. It certainly makes sense. This feels like a really important swing game with both teams being 1-2 right now. One of these teams is going to be 2-2 heading into October, and the other team's going to have to do a little bit of work. This feels like a really important momentum swing game for both you and Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, anytime you're below 500, you want to find a way to get that momentum back into your favor. And obviously, we are and they are, but at the same time, we both know how good both football teams are. And so both of us are trying to get our season back on track, and we're both going to come out with that fire and that attention to detail to go out there and play our best football. And it's going to be a great football game.
Right now, if you look at the odds, you guys are considered to be a underdog in this game. You guys are at home again. This is the second consecutive game that that's the case. Do you guys take that as disrespect? Do you guys care at all about how people project you guys right now?
I mean, I didn't know that, but I mean, more than anything, I think we never feel like underdogs. I mean, I've said it several times. We feel like we can beat anybody that we step on the field and play. And so we give them the respect, and we know how good this football team is, and we play a lot of games against them and know that. But at the end of the day, we're going to go in with the mentality if we think if we play our best football, we can win.
Patrick, man, really appreciate your time. Happy to catch up with you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances on the show are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Center. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires, expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. TellyTire.com today. Be sure to check out the website. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk more about the Chiefs being home dogs. We'll also talk about the state of the AFC as we are closing out the month of September. We'll also talk about the Ravens defense. We got a lot to get into. Don't turn that dial. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Let me give you guys a couple of news and notes. Number one, both Xavier Worthy and Jalen Royals were full participant in practice. Now, I don't know if I feel 100% confident giving a prediction on what's going to happen because I thought he was going to play last week and I ended up being wrong. But if you're a full participant for every day that they have practice, I don't know why you then would be unavailable to play in the game. So I think that is something to note. So based on him being a full participant, if nothing changes in that this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I am going to go under the guise that he is playing. Is that how you were choosing to operate, Rob, if Xavier Worthy and Jalen Royals are both full participants for every snap available in practice this week?
The fact that he is a full participant makes me think that he will be a full participant in the game as well. That is my belief.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to be sure. I also wanted to update you guys. So Yahoo just put this out. Did you know that Tyquan Thornton, he was the third most added player in fantasy football this week? Let me give you the top five. Woody Marks, he's the running back for the Texans. Geno Smith was number four. Tyquan Thornton was number three. Trey Benson, the running back from the Arizona Cardinals. And Trey Tucker, the number one most added player on Yahoo Fantasy. Have you had to make some adjustments with your fantasy roster so far, Rob?
Yeah, because I took Isaiah Pacheco, and I'll tell you something, it's going bad. It's gone not good to have Isaiah Pacheco, so I've had to do some maneuvering on the bench.
What's been your plan B now with Pacheco not getting you the points you needed?
I drafted a plan B because I felt like there's a chance Pacheco might be cooked, but I was believing, so I drafted a backup plan in DeAndre Swift, so I'm okay, but okay. Ugh, Pacheco's killing
me. Well, I'm just here telling you, Blake Corum was also added this week on a lot of people's roster, Ollie Gordon and Cam Scataboo. I actually thought Scataboo would have been a little bit higher up. He's going to be a team's number one option. They're going to give him the ball out of the backfield and throw it to him. I don't know why Cam Scataboo just wasn't higher up in terms of, but maybe a lot of people kind of had him just hoping that what actually ended up happening ended up being the case. So I know that you guys are leery of ever giving the Chargers any amount of credit ever. I get it. And I know I'm called Chargers Dot, and anytime I give you a Chargers opinion, you guys just make fun of me. But I have to give you an observation of the AFC. We have seen 3 weeks. I feel like the challengers are starting to emerge. We already know about the big three. I'm not removing the Chiefs from this list. I would say it's very interesting in some ways because you can see that Vegas has shifted on the Chiefs on the day-to-day, but they haven't really shifted that much big picture because I think that the books know, I think that Vegas knows, if you're now going to discount the Chiefs in January, a lot of people like myself will just jump in because of all the uncertainty around their offense. What if they do turn things around whenever you get Xavier Worthy, whenever you get Rashee Rice? So we're talking about you're going to go from 7-8-1 to now giving me 15-17-1. So I'm going to get Mahomes on a January discount. Yes, sign me up for it. So I think what you're seeing is, and it's important to note the teams that they've been underdogs for. I mean, they were underdogs with Philadelphia, a team that beat them in the Super Bowl. They're an underdog to the Baltimore Ravens. They'll probably be an underdog against the Detroit Lions. We'll see. But that game's a couple of weeks away. You are seeing that right now you can get the Chiefs at plus money, but they haven't really changed a whole lot of their futures bets in terms of their ability to represent the AFC or them to possibly win the Super Bowl. The division odds have changed, and that makes a lot of sense. One team in their division is 3-0 and beating the three other teams in their division. So as the 3-week mark, I think you have to consider them right now to be the favorites in the AFC West just based off of that fact. I do think we are here. I think there's five contenders in the AFC, and I think there's varying degrees. Like, I don't love the Steelers. I don't think they can go to or win the Super Bowl, but there's just not a whole lot of other options right now in the AFC. It's the big three that we talked about at the very beginning of the season. I am unchanged on that, so I'll be unchanged if the Chiefs are 1-3. I'll be unchanged if the Ravens are 1-3. I still think that those two teams, there is far more than enough time for them to get healthy, get right, clear up the things that they need to clear up, and get ready for the second half of the season. So I think it's those three teams. I think it's the Chargers and the Steelers. I don't think the Broncos are a Super Bowl caliber team. Maybe I end up being wrong. I just don't think the Broncos are that kind of team. Is there any other team that you're even willing to entertain the possibility in the AFC? I'm sorry. I know the Colts are a nice story. We see a team like the Indianapolis Colts every year in the NFL. I can tell you exactly how the Colts season goes. They win a down division. Houston's not the team that we thought they were going to be. Tennessee is probably 2 years away from being decent. Jacksonville's okay. Maybe Jacksonville ends up grabbing a wild card spot. Maybe they don't. The Colts are a 10-win, maybe 11-win team that kind of benefits from a good schedule. They lose to one of the actual contenders in the first round of the NFL playoffs. Next year when we make our playoff predictions, we then completely switch it up because we all know the Colts are not making the postseason. I just feel like we already know what's going to happen to the Colts. They're a good team. They're going to beat a lot of people this season. A lot would have to happen for me to change my opinion on the Indianapolis Colts. I think that's the five. One of those five teams are going to represent the AFC. We'll see who gets healthy, who plays right, and how things go. This is what I'm willing to entertain the possibility with the Chargers. What if they're the 2017 Atlanta Falcons? You remember back in 2017, maybe it was 2018, maybe I got my years off by just a little bit, Matt Ryan won MVP that year. Matt Ryan had been a good quarterback, but I don't know if we consider Matt Ryan to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. The Falcons, they weren't the Falcons for the entire stretch. And then one year, you know what? They had Kyle Shanahan, Dan Quinn, and they got everything right at one time. That's when they had Devontae Freeman and they had Julio Jones and they had all of these things. And the Falcons ended up being a pretty good team. That Falcons team lost in the Super Bowl and never really got close to going to another one. They were just a team that were good. They got great in the right year. They didn't capitalize on their window. That window closed, and then we just kind of all moved on from it. I'm not saying that's who the Chargers are definitively. I'm telling you that I'm opening my mind to the possibility of that being the case. I'm seeing a team that looks pretty well-rounded. I'm seeing a team that looks pretty complete. I'm seeing a team that I think can match up with these other teams fairly well, and I'm interested to see how this goes. I will give the Chargers this. No one does it until they actually do it. That's what a first time is. We didn't think that this guy could do it until he eventually broke through, kind of like Matt Ryan. I imagine there was a time that you didn't think Cam Newton could take a quarter or team to a Super Bowl. He did. We saw Jalen Hurts do it. So I'm not crowning the Chargers. There's obviously a lot of football left to be played. But I think if you look at the Chargers, you look at their schedule, you look at their coach and their quarterback, I think the floor for the Chargers is around 11 wins. I think they're going to be able to rack up a whole lot of wins. Look at their schedule for the next month. I think we're talking about a team that gets off to a 6-1, 7-1 kind of start. I think you're going to have to deal with the Chargers from now until January, and we'll see how they perform once it gets colder.
I will say one thing quick and over to break. Those Vegas numbers, the fact that the Chiefs are dogs and will likely be dogs maybe another couple of times for their weeks, makes me think one thing about Vegas. And Vegas always knows. That's the joke. They think the Chiefs are going to become the Chiefs again. They just think it's going to happen post Rashee Rice. They think, okay, the Lions might get them. The Ravens might get them. I think they'll be a favorite against the Jags. But they think, okay, 2-4, the Chiefs are going to be the Chiefs again. So Vegas hasn't moved on the Chiefs, the Chiefs. They just think Rashee Rice is the catalyst for them becoming the Chiefs because those dog behavior is early in the season.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, it's only week 4. The Chargers haven't chargered yet. You're right, 100%. That's why I use the example of the Falcons. The Falcons, they didn't go full Falcons until the second half of the Super Bowl. They were really, really good up until that point. So I'm not telling you that I'm putting the Chargers in that conversation, but I think you are doing yourself a disservice if you are going to completely discount this Chargers team. They got a lot of the things that you would need to be a good football team. Good head coach, capable quarterback, their weapons are pretty good, their defense is pretty capable, they got a favorable schedule. The Chargers got a lot of things to rack up a whole bunch of wins and really throw a wrench in the plans of these other teams in the AFC. Why couldn't they be the Bengals from a couple of years ago? That Bengals team, it kind of popped up. The Bengals were good for those 2 years, and now the Bengals, they haven't made the playoffs, and they lost their quarterback. We just see these one-off teams kind of pop up. I'm at least open to the possibility that maybe this year the Chargers are that team. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Someone just texted in, is the Ravens defense as good as people claim, or are they getting the benefit of the doubt from the past seasons? No one is claiming that the Ravens defense is good right now. They're actually 31st in points allowed this season. This is my official stance on the Ravens defense. They have given up points to the Bills and the Lions. I would say two of the five best offenses in the league. Now, those two teams, they scored a lot. I mean, they have a 41 points to the Bills and they have 38 points to the Lions. So, I mean, eventually you got to figure out a way to stop those teams. If you can't stop those teams, very difficult to go to the Super Bowl. Those are the kinds of teams that you play in January. I'm really curious to see what the Ravens defense looks like against Kansas City. Kansas City doesn't have the weapons that those first two teams have, but they got a good coach. They got a good quarterback. They're at home. I do think in some ways people have been talking about the Ravens defense like it's the Cowboys. Like the Cowboys defense, I mean, Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards against them. I'm not sure if Russell Wilson will ever start again in the National Football League. Like, just think about that. He threw for 450 against them, and he got sat two games later. Done. We're not starting you again this season. So that's one side of it. The next week, Caleb Williams then had his best game against them. Like, it might just be one of those things where you might just need to go against the guy that plays against the Cowboys defense. So I don't know yet if I'm ready to put the Ravens defense in that conversation. We'll see. If the Chiefs move the ball very easily against the Ravens and this offense hangs up a big number against the Ravens, they got some serious problems on defense. This Chiefs team shouldn't be hanging 41 points on anybody right now. They might be at that point when they get Rashee Rice back, when Xavier Worthy is back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Not right now. Not what I've seen what the Chiefs offense can do so far. So if the Chiefs go out and cook that Ravens defense, that tells me that the Ravens, they got some serious problems on defense. But I'm not ready to put that Cowboys hex on them yet. I'm not there yet.
I'm far closer to that than you. I know they shut down or stopped or slowed the Browns, but
that also doesn't count to me either. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's what I mean. Like, you giving up points to the Lions doesn't show me that you're a bad defense. You shutting down the Browns doesn't show me that you are a good defense. You're going up against, I think the Chiefs are a middle-of-the-road offense right now. They're ranked 21st. They're probably a little bit better than that. They are a middle-of-the-road offense. The Chiefs don't have the weapons to hang 38 on you. They don't have the weapons to hang 40 on you. So if they go out there and do that to this Ravens defense, then I got some serious questions about Baltimore.
I guess, and maybe the way we feel about Kansas City affects this, I'm going to remain unchanged in the Ravens and still think their defense is kind of bad because they can't stop good offenses. And even if they stop the Chiefs, we don't think the Chiefs' offense is very good right now. So if the Ravens' defense plays well on Sunday, I'm not going to come out here and be like, look, it's real. It's just a tough too early week. I'm going to say, yeah, they're good against bad defense offenses. Let me see them against the good ones, because even if they shut down the Chiefs, I would tell you it's a sign of opponent-driven more than anything.
We'll start the full look ahead tomorrow. We are going to have our first Ravens guest of the weekend tomorrow on the show. We'll talk a little bit of college football as well. Missouri ends their non-con. KU has a home conference game against Cincinnati. We also got two major college football games coming up this weekend as well. So we'll really start the transition looking ahead to week four in the National Football League coming up tomorrow. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys did as well. We'll catch you tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.